This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Travis Chance. Travis, I'm excited about the show today. There's a lot going on out there. Not all of it good. I don't like to be the sky is falling guy, but we're going to talk about some of the headlines and what's happening out there for our listeners and who are concerned about their finances. But first, I've had a great week. I love this time of year. I love the fall. Looking forward to Halloween. How about you? How have you been?
Tony, I have been blessed and highly favored. That's what we say down here in the South. No, we have actually been in the midst of our fall classes. We just got done with one last night, so I've got two more left, Bluffton, Beaufort, and it's just fun, right? It's teaching, helping people understand the risk in retirement. It may not be just your investments. It's, you know, Social Security and taxes, and, you know, I'll say this, and you and I both know this, the most important thing to watch, and one of the, if not the biggest, cost in your investment portfolio and in your retirement, you know, people always focus on fees, et cetera. And don't get me wrong, sometimes you just shake your head and wonder why they're, you know, why someone is doing what they're doing. But at the end of the day, taxes are really the most impactful to retirement and can really change someone's trajectory if they start the planning process, if they start to whittle away at those. And, you know, that's one of the biggest gotcha and aha moments that we have, is whenever you put that in perspective and people go, oh wow, like I had no idea. I did not know that my taxes were going to have that much impact. It really can be the difference in leaving significant assets behind to your kids and grandkids and you spending a tremendously larger amount in retirement, giving you more freedom. So
taxes can be the biggest expense some people will have in retirement.
Ever,
right?
Ever. And these are some of the topics. Yeah, these are some of the topics we go through in depth. So that's the reason I say, you know, it's fun because most advisors run from tax planning like the plague. There are a select group of us that actually run towards it, because if you can use it to your advantage, it will definitely improve your situation. So yeah, we are in right in the middle of it, and we are having fun opening people's eyes. So it has definitely been a pretty fun process. How about you? Are you ready to start wearing your parka? I know it's already October, so you'll have a foot of snow on the ground before long.
Well, we've had blizzards on Halloween, so we're headed into our 9 months of winter here in Minnesota, but actually it's been unseasonably warm. We had one of the most hot and humid days of the year last weekend, so on Saturday of last weekend. So it's just, the weather is crazy, but it's starting to cool off. I like the nice, really cool nights, like in the 50s, and then during the day it gets up to about 70 or upper 60s. That's perfect weather for me. But we had Minnesota last Saturday had its most humid day this late in the year in history.
Mm, so, what was your humidity?
It was high. I forget what the actual percentage was, but it was the high. They said on the news it had never been that hot and humid on that day. I mean, the temp, we'd had higher temps, right, but never with such high. I mean, the humidity was outrageous. It was like Savannah in August.
I was going to say, Tony, you should come and hang out with me for a month in July and August, and then go back up there and see if you have the same reaction.
No, thank you.
You would probably be like, "Oh my word, this is early fall. It'll be in August in Minnesota."
Yeah, so. You don't want to visit Minnesota in January or February, and you don't want to visit your area in July or August, right? I mean, that's basically it.
Well, you know, if you're at the beach, or if you're at the lake, or if you're able to stay
in
inside
your pool.
maybe yes you could, but well, I take that back. You know we definitely, Tony, you've never, I don't think you've ever experienced an SEC game, have you?
No, I have not.
That might be one reason for you to come down before the October leaves change. So we're already in October. Maybe you can catch us next year. But come down to an SEC game and you'll forget about the heat. It'll be so exciting you won't know what to do.
Yeah, so, when you get me those tickets, call me up and I'll be down.
Well, no, I didn't promise that. I just said come on down. I didn't say I was going to buy you tickets. So, Tony, this morning, one of the things I wanted to talk about is obviously the headlines, right? That the headlines coming across the board, a couple of them this morning, just to kind of keep in mind, especially since our show is primarily geared towards retirees. One of the things coming up in the next week or so is Social Security's cost of living adjustment is going to be announced in about a week. And I know, you know, many retirees, seniors have really enjoyed these 8%, 8.7 last year, and the fives as far as increases for cost of living. And this year, because obviously we can see inflation coming down, that also is going to obviously bring down cost of living and the CPIU for Social Security. And they're actually projecting that this year to be 3.2%. So it's not going to be the same, you know, same robust 8.7 that we had last year. But 3.2% is a pretty good cost of living adjustment. So just folks, keep in mind, Social Security, that's one of the reasons why we recommend, make sure you explore all of your options. Make sure that you run the numbers for you and your spouse to make sure you're maximizing that base level of income, because it's inflation adjusted. It's payable. It's mailbox paycheck money, right? I mean, that money is coming in every month, month after month. I know some of you are out there probably going, "Yeah, but it might go away." I don't think it will. There was another bill that just went to a committee and it failed, obviously. But they're already talking about obviously fixes to Social Security. Now, I don't know what that's going to do with the political side now that we have the upheaval we have, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But Social Security, folks, for those of you out there listening, just keep in mind, make sure it's the plan that fits you and your needs and your spouse, because you only get one bite at the apple on this. You need to make sure you make the right decision. So So also headlines this morning, we also saw, Tony, bond yields are creeping up pretty quickly. Actually, they're going more from a creep to a run. We've actually seen the 10-year treasury come up quite a bit, actually almost a full 1% since June. So, you know, a lot of us, and I will tell you, a lot of people, including me, never saw, and I did not see the 1% rise. I knew we were going to probably continue to creep up as the Fed rolled off its balance sheet, but this is even surprised the most steadfast investor. So if you're out there and you're listening and you're going, you know, what do? You know, we're seeing, you know, bonds be challenged as well as markets. That's why you need to have someone that can help guide you through this process, because, you know, we prepared for it, didn't anticipate it going up as quickly, but you need to be preparing for it, continuing to upgrade your portfolio and be ready for the other side, because whenever it does start to come down, and I do think it will come down within the next 6 to 12 months, we'll start seeing the 10-year and the treasuries and the rates start creeping back down. You got to be prepared for that side as well. So give us a call, 877-269-0839. Let us help you get on the path to your success in retirement. And Tony, I actually saved the best for last, or I should say the most recent for last, because Kevin McCarthy was voted out as speaker last night. First time we've ever had that happen, and the first time we haven't had a speaker in almost 100 years. So
yeah, first time in history.
That
Can you
is
believe that?
The threat, even before the vote, is one of the reasons why the bond market went up so rapidly. And that's why I say, who could have predicted that Kevin McCarthy was going to be actually voted out? You know, you had Matt Gaetz talking about Kevin McCarthy. You know, they were back and forth. But would they actually pull the trigger? I mean, they're politicians. They could say a lot of things. Do they deliver on a lot? Usually not. So that was one of the big drivers, especially in the last week or so, I believe, for the Treasury market, seeing the rise in interest rates that it did. And basically that equates to a sell-off. So, you know, where are we going to go from here? I know you and I were talking earlier about, you know, we avoided a government shutdown, which was great. But then all of a sudden now I hate to say this, we're looking down the barrel of a probable shutdown. I won't say guaranteed, but probable, because yeah. Are we going to be able to put our differences aside and elect a new speaker in the next 44 days?
No.
I don't know. That's going to be tough.
Well, yeah, it doesn't look like it. I mean, Congress was already so ineffective or ineffectual, whatever the word. And now not only is the partisan politics between Democrats and Republicans stalling things out, this is a real mess. And so I just think that, I don't know what to think about this whole thing. It's crazy. I don't know.
Well, here's my view, for whatever it's worth. You know, you had Matt Gaetz and his crew of eight. You know, but what was the gang? Was it the Gang of Eight that was the Senate?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So the new Gang of Eight, if you will, the new Avengers. You know, you had Matt Gaetz leading the charge. I mean, don't get me wrong. I agree 100% with the fiscal being fiscally more responsible with what we're doing. Obviously, it's what we do. We want them to do it as well. But here's the problem. You wait until the pipes bust and now you're complaining because Kevin McCarthy is not bringing a solution to just this rising water that you can't turn the water off, and it's just continuing to fill the basement. There's nothing you can do. You've got to bail water. You've got to try to make do with what you have. And that's really what they're fighting about. Is Matt Gaetz was like, oh, well, you know, you weren't as fiscally hawkish as you needed to be and this, that, and the other. Well, was it because of that, or was it because Kevin McCarthy didn't stop the ethics investigation? I think you could probably make a case either way. Bit of both, maybe. But here's the end of the day. Politics are going to happen, good, bad, or indifferent. The one thing that we encourage our clients to do, Tony, is don't think red, don't think blue, think green. You know, the markets right now are really kind of processing. If you take everything else out, they're processing what happens when you have the Federal Reserve not injecting capital, because they are rolling treasuries off their balance sheet. So that's another reason why you're starting to see rates tick higher on the treasury, because they don't just control the Fed funds rate. They actually can somewhat control the bond market by how much they are either purchasing or selling. And that's a lot of what you're seeing now is that control, but just on the other side. And I think that's where people need to focus is, you know, the markets have kind of, you know, they've kind of stalled. I mean, you had the Dow Jones actually is negative for the year now. And it had a big rebound from October to December of last year. But with this recent sell-off, we're back to square one. So, folks, if you're out there, you're concerned, you're looking at your portfolio going, you know, what's going on? You need to have someone that can help work through this, help talk you through the uncertainty that is happening in the market and make sure that what you're doing is keeping you and your family on track for a safe and successful retirement. So give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Let us help you get on the road to success today.
All right. Well, Travis, great show today talking about the volatility in the bond market, possibly foiling the Fed's soft landing here, and the McCarthy fiasco in Congress. We'll have to see where that leads, maybe to a government shutdown. But good to talk about the headlines, and it really does impact the economy and our finances. So I'm glad you stay on top of this stuff. Great food for thought today. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. Or visit them online at NavigatingRetirementRadio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.